And that's Carter Rigby, Cougar assistant coach. And Riggs, that's another great win for your group. It's what you guys just keep doing right now is win hockey games. And that one's got to feel good. I thought just a great effort all around from your group. 50 shots here tonight. And what a win for your group here again this evening.
Yeah, huge one, obviously. And important for you know, all the players from out this way, too, to you know, put on a show and have some fun with it. So a good way to start this 4-5 coming up. But, yeah, through and through was a good game.
Yeah, Mark Lamb now, he is the all-time wins leader in this program's history. 217 wins. That's a pretty cool accolade. I think it's a pretty big deal. And maybe just some thoughts on that, on a, you know, one of the cooler milestones, I would say, probably of the season.
Yeah, it, you know, coming into this job, I'm sure he was, you know, not knowing if he's going to coach again for what the case may be. He was upstairs in the GM office, but, you know, Mark deserves, like we talk about so many times, so much of the credit. You know, what he means to this organization, how he's kind of brought and built, you know, the team and the group that he wanted. And it was pretty cool to see the boys celebrate him after giving him the puck after that win.
Yeah, and then also when you look at the game tonight, and how do you not feel so happy for Carson Carles? I mean, you have all these people that are here for him, probably a lot of nerves going through his veins, I would say, a little bit, but I don't think he showed it one bit. He had a great game tonight, and that was one of the cooler things I think I've ever seen in a junior hockey game, is seeing all these people here for the Cougars and for Carson, and pretty special.
Yeah, I'm glad he got one right away, too, because, you know, if he didn't, he was trying to get up and down the ice to make sure he got one. So, you know, beautiful shot by Carson, and he played well all night. And, yeah, to see the support come out, you look at all of his whole academy was out here, and the friends and family. There was kids in behind us with their shirts off with paint on their CC4 logos going on, and it's pretty cool to see. And, you know, for us to get the win, that's that much better for everybody.
In the second period, you had 26 shots, and they had 5. I felt like the whole period, I was looking this way in Brandon's end. I felt like he only scored twice. They're going to make some big saves, but I feel like the game just kind of turned in that second period because of how dominant the effort was from your group.
Yeah, I think those two power plays too kind of got things rolling, just to gain some momentum. Obviously didn't score on them all, but you know, you want to get momentum up for sure on those. And you know, Yak had a chance, Pierre had a chance, Suchy, it seems like their goalie was sprawling everywhere and we just couldn't fit it in the net. His long limbs were catching the puck, but yeah, for that second, for sure. We just kept on stressing, getting pucks in behind their D, wanting to get things low to high and open seams up and get pucks back to the net. So, it yeah, we need more of that for sure. We could have used a little better start tonight. It's 3 games in a row, possibly, beginning with the first one. But I thought 5 games.
Yeah.
Yeah, so it, you know, definitely need more of an effort and prepared here for a start for our group. But at the end of the day, I thought as the game got on, we got better.
Yeah, yeah, well said. Great win tonight. You look at this road trip, it doesn't really get any easier. You're playing some really good teams here coming up. And you mentioned 4-5. This is where the trip kind of heats up a little bit, right?
Yeah.
So it's a really quick turnaround, but probably nice to, you know, keep this train going. You're still fighting for playoff position, and again, this final stretch just seems so fun.
Yeah, I mean, it's a 16-day road trip, but it, you know, it's gone by. We've all talked, obviously, that it's, you know, we've had a few days off here and there. Even the travel hasn't been bad, but like you said, this is where it picks up. This is where the grind starts with that 4-5, and all really good teams that we're going to play. So it'll be good to, you know, see some familiar faces tomorrow in Reg from some of our old boys,
yeah.
But at the same time, you know, get this thing going again here and try to keep plunking away at it.
And then last one, Dawson Sykes, the penalty shot. That's a big moment there. There was a delay. They tried to go to the media timeout, and he was just skating around in circles, probably thinking about the penalty shot. It's got to be nice for him to hammer that one in.
Yeah, I said to him coming back, I said, did you have that plan the whole time you were skating around waiting for it? He goes, yeah, and, you know, gave him the little blocker, and that was a huge goal. You know, Sykes, he brings a lot for our group, and, you know, sometimes doesn't get as noticed, obviously, on the score sheet, but he brings a lot of speed, some physicality and maturity to his game, and I'm really happy for him to get that.
Yeah, great way to end it, Carter. Congrats on the win here tonight. That was as fun as it gets, and a chance to win another one tomorrow. Appreciate the time.
Thanks, Cole.
Carter Rigby in our post-game show. That's going to do it for us on the broadcast. A couple thank yous before we sign off. Big thanks, as always.